And we'll have whoever we want on that program, and Mr. Greitz will not be on it. And Mr. Dixon said, well, you just jolly well are going to get sued. Oh, yes, we know. This is how concerned they are. You're not in a free nation. You're not going to have a free election. It's all arranged. It is pre-arranged. I hope that you take every opportunity to hear what they tell you. Doesn't matter whether they're lying or not. You need to hear it. You need to look at the numbers that Mr. Perot will be showing you. Because before you're done, there are going to be a lot of surprises. Now, if you didn't get the word yesterday, I think I'm going to repeat what the gentleman who worked in the Texaco refinery situation as a safety foreman said about that blast night before last. He said it was waiting to happen. He was so angry, and this was before they knew whether or not anyone had been killed in that blast. He said, I'm so upset, I'm shaking. I cannot even speak quietly about it. He was a safety engineer, and he had been trying for months to get them to do an upgrade and fix. He said, this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. They've already had some small explosions. And when we went and said, you must do something, they said, we won't do anything because it is not expected that this refinery will even be standing by the first of the year. It is fully anticipated that either the large earthquake will strike and or a major disaster equivalent. And we have been ordered not to spend the money on anything now. Put that together with Commander Greitz telling you right in this town that all indications are for some major disaster for California before the election. You're running out of time. You've got all sorts of predictions. The most recent came last evening. Now it is being told that between the 18th, I believe, wasn't it, Oberle?
Yes.
And the 23rd, there would be an 8-point minimum earthquake on the San Andreas. Well, somebody's getting information. We have everything running now, don't we, from the 12th to the 18th to the 20th. And then we're having all sorts of information about monetary collapse. And that was due for the 28th. Well, how interesting to note that major training maneuvers, moving troops into the cities, is scheduled for the 29th. I can't even talk to you without scattering dates around. Will it happen? My God in heaven, I hope not. But it's very likely, isn't it, that something has got to break. I don't care what you're seeing running around out there in the form of bush lips. Day before yesterday, Mr. Bush went to Edwards. And if anybody had been looking, you would have seen Air Force One go right over. Very low. Getting ready to land at Edwards. Is he your enemy? Not particularly. You're getting total full confirmation of the things that we've talked about as far as the facilities are concerned. Some of our own people have been approached by ones claiming to be with the FBI in a restaurant in LA. Wanting to know if they're part of that subversive group in Tehachapi. This was fraud, this was a farce. And whatever kind of games are being played, these are pretty much coming out of the CIA misinformation group that's hooked in some way to Don Eckert or Ecker at the UFO magazine. There's another pretty good UFO journal that comes out of, I believe, Nevada, or, well, I don't know where it comes from. But it certainly has covered some pretty interesting things in Nevada. And some of it's right on. Now, I'm curious how it is that I never heard of meteor showers every 9th of October. But certainly ones on the East Coast witnessed some pretty interesting things. I have never heard of meteorites landing and being red, blue, and green. But you got a good demonstration on the East Coast yesterday evening. But not to be concerned, because if you watch tonight, you'll probably get to see some more. And they're there every October 9th. How many times have you seen them on October 9th? Red, blue, and green meteor showers. If you believe it all, and if you cannot believe that, then why in the world do you not question some of the stuff in your good book that puts you down lower than the beast? That treats you as if you had no intelligence, when the greatest gift God ever gave unto any creature, large or small, was the gift of thought and reason and the ability to choose and discern. And I realize that you ones vacillate. Do you vacillate because you run study both one against the other? Let us just take a little bit of the Pleiades connection and go balance it against the King James Version, whatever that means, other than King James would not allow the truth to be put in it. What about the Geneva Bible? That was Coleman's favorite. He certainly turned out to be a fine example of Christianity, didn't he?
You're fooling. Thief.
Well, you've got them all the way up through the White House.
That's right.
Praying to God. You better believe they do, too. You just don't recognize their God. And they don't. They don't. So it's all right if you don't. If you study. But if you just make up your mind with absolutely no input, I just don't like going to church on Sunday, I don't really believe that, and I'm not going to believe all of this. Nobody asked you to do that. But I don't know how to make you sit down and use reason. You vacillate with what you should do. Well, I wonder if I should start on a hole in the ground. I wonder if I should do this. Well, I don't think I want dried apples. We'll have too many dried apples now. Sheila's, I don't care what you eat. I don't even mean to be uncaring to you. I can only present it to you. That's all my people can do. You don't have to believe a word of it. But if you don't, why are you here? And if you don't want to take the time to study and come into reasoning conclusions, if you don't believe in corporations, how much do you know about them? What do you know about the market today? If you don't want to utilize what we give you, I don't care, but I am bound by my honor to give it to you. And if it goes sour, it could be you should have paid attention. If you follow the instructions, it will not go sour. If you do not follow the instructions, it will go sour. They don't want you to make it. And they certainly don't want you to make it with any property whatsoever. They've arranged it that way. So there is no longer perfection. They're little cubby holes, little possibilities if you do it right. And the ones who tell you differently also have their money parked over in South Africa and around like that. It's called the Phoenix Club. All those wonderful newsletter writers, all those investment brokers have a whole series of box numbers where they get their mail, where their material is written and published in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not very popular. I am most certainly not popular with Mr. McIlvaney, Dr. Sutton, quite a few. Larry Abrams just cannot abide me. Well, I'm in good company. At least two other people can't abide them. Does this mean because they have used some pretty confounded bad business practices that all of the information they gave you was bad? No. They gave you some good clues. McIlvaney wrote some of the very best material I have seen on the South African situation. But you have to remember something. Great Britain intends to wipe out the black population and own, through the New World Order, all of South Africa. All of Africa, period. That, for goodness sakes, is where Cecil Rhodes began. And Cecil Rhodes is the father of this final segment of the New World Order. Total global control. And I have bad news for you. He too wanted it to be the pale face. So in their scheme of things, the Great Britain scenario, they want to get rid of every other race. And they're doing a very good job of it. So at some point, they set up a little plan, all of these little Club of Phoenix people. And they suck you in as patriots, calling it freedom something or other. And you could buy stock in it yet. And then it goes away. Well, this was the brainchild of Larry Abram, who literally put his own name on none dare call it treason. Gary Allen wrote the book. Not a lot different, is it, than John Coleman? Well, these ones are going to give you more and more and more trouble. They are also stating they are born again Christians. This sucks you in farther. They say we are of the Patriot Movement and we are Christ followers. And therefore, you know that you can trust them with your life, much less your money and your investments. So come on over to my house and I will sell you gold. So I have. Well, what's so different with the Institute? I haven't heard of the Institute selling any gold. Any gold. Ones who wish to put their money into some kind of useful production and have stable collateral, hopefully, that the adversary will not take from his own bank. It gives you some coverage. Will they confiscate it? Who knows? Anybody with the machine gun or the phaser gun can do anything they want when you have nothing. But if you think it is less safe than in your mattress, forget it. They can come and physically get it and hurt you very badly. They plan to make Weaver look like nothing. You want to have lived your life. And you want it just to continue to improve. I don't blame you. That would be nice, wouldn't it? But you want it to improve, and you want your guarantees, and you want it perfection, and you don't want to change a thing. That's all right. But stop being mad at God. Stop blaming God. Because that lumps you right in the pit with the adversary, because that's what he does. He nudges you to blame God. And that is a physical response. And when you live in the physical realm, only by the physical response, of this consciousness that says I want and I'm going to have, and that is my primary purpose. Mind you, I didn't say purpose, I said primary purpose. You need to get through this period of time, and you need resources with which to do it. And when it's all taken away from you, it's going to be very hard. And they daily are coming down until it's harder and harder and harder to have anything. There won't be jobs. There won't be welfare. They are sucking you into welfare. But when there is nothing, what are you going to do? This is a physical manifestation, so you have to think about those things. But when it is the primary purpose, just to gain, it's an error in thinking. Because the majority in the physical plane are against you. And if all you're going to do is function in a physical relationship with flesh, you're not going to make it. They don't intend for you to make it. You're outnumbered. And they've got the bigger guns. So what happens? Well, Norman Oberle went to Bakersfield yesterday, and sitting on the track, dead still, was a train with four, count them, four MX missile cars. What do you think would happen if your enemy took out those four missiles in Keene? Four of them in sequence, not even scattered out through that train, waiting for their turn to go through the tunnel and come on into Tehachapi. Well, I think you wouldn't run on Freeway 58 after that for quite a while. It's serious time. And I don't want to be cruel to ones who write, who come into some kind of believing that I must be who I say I am, and therefore I'm going to treat Hatton like God, and I'm going to make my petition. I'm honored by this, because ones are really sitting down and putting to paper their thoughts, and I suggested that you do that, and I'm perfectly happy to receive them. But I really get a little irritated that ones get totally out of sorts and irate when Dorma doesn't have time to answer them. We have one who wrote from Hawaii and had gotten one of the books in which we included the two tapes. Those were personal, just useful tapes. This one spent three typewritten pages complaining about everything there was under the sun about those tapes. Well, why doesn't she throw them out? It is beyond me. And this wasn't enough. Quite frankly, I was going to suggest that someone write and say, discard them. They will never be of help to you. When you are that picky, you aren't trying to get into a state of meditation, friends. You are trying to prove that there is no way that you will. And I want to tell you, there is no way that you will. But now she's written again, an equally long letter, complaining that we didn't answer her complaint. Well, maybe someone will send her tape and just, please, just throw it out. With these, sometimes I feel you should go find another God. Because if you don't accept me as the messenger that I am, then that means you haven't read that other Bible or very much that we have written. That's all I am. And I have some nice silver craft at my disposal. And there are little gray aliens, and there are lizards, and there are all sorts of things on your place. They don't run about in the universe giving anybody trouble. It's all locked onto your place. Whatever is evil is created by man in a physical plane by his own choice. It will not be brought into the cosmos where other citizens have an orderly interchange in the light of God and balance. Must be pretty dull, huh? Well, there are enough of you to keep all of us busy. I have another one who has written crying out his heart. He's a musician. He's young. But throughout all of his letters runs the theme, I am so in love with X. But she cannot seem to stop using substances, and she can't do this, and she can't do that, and I foresee horrendous problems, but oh, my lover, and does she love me back? And will we ever make it? Can we make it? I can't get it off my mind. But when I do write music, it flows as if from God. So I can't let go of God, but I can't let go of Miss X either. I can't help you. Do you see? I can just say that God is forever, and there's no doubt. And it sounds to me like Miss X isn't going to listen to your side of the story. So if you feel destined to that kind of pain, continue your journey. It's all tied up again with the big word, sex. And this one has another relationship that he's beginning to feel very ignoble about, because this relationship is purely based on sex. You know, comfort, availability. And he's wondering if that relationship can be too good, if that's not irresponsible on his part, because he really is in love with Ms. X. Well, I'm not Ann Landers, but I can tell you from the very beginning, it's all wrong. If you're searching for fulfillment and happiness, you are bringing pain to others. You're bringing pain to yourself. You are not gearing everything that you do according to those rules. You want me to tell you that these things are okay. I'm not going to do that. I may tell you that they're okay. You go do what you want. But I'm not going to tell you that they're okay as far as correctness of behavior is concerned in responsibility. if you paid any attention yesterday to the news, you will find that they're talking about the new programs for the fall and what will be in prime time. Every year it gets more interesting, doesn't it? What used to be banned on Playboy, they put on primetime now. There's nothing left vile enough to put on Playboy to even cause ones to subscribe to the confounded channel. It's too boring. You can get more on MTV where your children watch. And so here comes Madonna going to do her thing. Well, if Madonna's going to do that, then obviously the guiding light in the middle of the afternoon is going to have to outdo that. I don't know what you ones perceive, but anytime that sort of thing is on, none of them have jobs. They don't seem to ever do anything except shoot each other and go to bed. And yet they drive Ferraris and Mercedes and things like that. Well, let's come back down to reality. Is that Christian? No? Well, then what must it be? Anti-Christian, right? How many of you stand up and say, you Antichrist have destroyed us? How many of you Christians get up and say, you Antichrist have destroyed our children, our minds, our nation, and our planet? You can't do that, can you? Because they would shout anti-Semite at you. If it is against Christ, it is against God. And that makes them the ones who perpetrate it. And who runs the televisions and the motion picture screens? Now, if you don't care for homosexuals marching out there, I am a gay and I demand gay rights. How many of you heterosexuals go out there, I'm a heterosexual and I demand heterosexual rights? They throw you in the pokey. You are now outrageous against those minorities, making fun of them. That is now a hate crime. Who cares what they do? I don't care whether you're a homosexual couple out there fornicating in the street or a heterosexual out there fornicating in the street. It's both wrong. Those are very private behaviors. Man has left no dignity for himself. You talk about death with dignity. You don't have life with dignity. Why would you bother with death? It's too late then. You've been had. You've been had. And I'm not supposed to tell you these things because it's fear-mongering. What else am I going to tell you? Just go on out there. It'll be better tomorrow. It ain't going to be better tomorrow. And I would have become a worse liar than are the very ones that do this to you. Well, it doesn't make our job the most popular in the world, does it? But I don't remember when we started having these little local meetings. Not a church group. But I'll tell you, Christ comes to these meetings. Some of you in the room can see him. What a blessing that is. That is the one thing that Dorma gets from this. She gets to experience them. the others in this room that do also can experience and see them as clearly as you can see each other in this room, and could tell you right now who's present. What a blessing you have. I can't express it strongly enough, what a blessing you have that have come into knowing even a fragment of it. Because there's nothing in your human experience that can begin to touch the experience you're headed into. You won't have doubts because you're still human. That's not a privilege that you have to give up at will. During this transition, you made that choice. You made that choice before you came back here. Doesn't mean that this is the place, but it means if you turn away from God, and I hear it, well, supposing I just don't like God the way you present it, I have no other way to present it. That is your privilege. But be very, very careful what you urge your neighbor to believe, because it's your opinion. Well, I would think that you could just prove it a little bit. I don't know what you want. There is no way to prove that which is invisible. And if it requires that kind of proof for you to hear truth, doesn't matter who Hatton is. It doesn't matter if Henry Kissinger was sitting here telling you this. It would make it no less true. And you know what? You wouldn't be nearly as suspicious of him. That is unfortunate. Well, but we can see him. Can you? How many of you in this room have ever laid eyes on Henry Kissinger? How many of you know Mr. Bush? You hear about him, you see pictures. And everyone you see of Henry Kissinger is not authentic. And it was a pretty, pretty bad replica before that subcommittee hearing on POWs. If you're with it at all, you knew that wasn't the marvelous one. I don't know where Bush is running around this day. But this is Saturday. He's got to have his fix. So the one you're going to see is not going to be him. The stress of that job is so incredible that he's having to be repaired every weekend. There are going to be at least three of Mr. Bush in repairs at Camp David every weekend. The assumption also is that you ones will not realize that you have any craft fast enough to get Mr. Bush from there to here. So that the assumption is that you will just assume. Don't assume. The little SR-71 could fly fast enough to outdistance you. That literally required depressurization of any passenger flying in that craft. Because you've not perfected the aurora, you haven't perfected the disc you've made. But you've come a long, long way. I think maybe I'll take up some of the questions, Oberly.
All right.
This person had an experience, and he describes it like this. I would appreciate a sincere response and will weigh it within my heart. Sometime between June and August of this year, I had an experience which I have shared with a number of people. As a prelude, I had spent a sunny afternoon on my brother's farm and in Illinois. The whole business you speak of was on my mind. As I gazed toward the woods, I began to perceive in my mind's eye shadow beings or demons mulling about in the trees. For some reason, I thought of the Viet Cong. This did not scare me, however, and I made note of the texture of the experience. As I went with my parents to eat in a restaurant, another unique, for me, experience occurred. Again, in my mind's eye, a group of vibrating forms, apparently in uniforms, finer than air, appeared within the restaurant. No one else seemed to notice, and the forms seemed oblivious to the restaurant. And it lasted for maybe 30 seconds only. I assumed it was your crew, though I didn't see anyone to match your description. I'm honest in my portrayal of these events, as I'm searching for answers at this time. If you have an answer to my questions, I would appreciate a response. My question, is my experience probable as I describe it? Two, is it possible I picked up a projected hologram from the adversary? Three, am I hallucinating? I strive for truth, and I sincerely do not wish to mislead anyone, least of all myself. Thank you. And he sent a response envelope. Yes and no to all three. I believe that his experience was as he described it. Is it possible to pick up projected holograms from the adversary almost every time? They will always come first. Am I hallucinating? No. As a matter of fact, a hallucination is much more real, and you don't really ask about it in these terms. You once again are looking for your personal experience. And as you study on the subject, you're going to really get a show and tell. And especially if you have experienced any kind of mind control, if you have served in any of the military operations, those memories are vividly imprinted on your mind. And you're already under a great deal of control. Rick, as a matter of fact, shared something a couple of nights ago where he was petitioning Sananda for some answers, for some insight. And there before him stood the commander, Sananda. Wasn't exactly what he had in mind. It was all right, because you ones have learned to experience this. And you could reach out and realize that it was not real. But it's very real. The energy form is there. This one happened to wear a red jumpsuit, which is always startling to you people. What do you think Sananda wears? His robes of sackcloth with ashes smeared around on him? He's a busy man. And he's going to dress appropriately. He's not going to have long curls. Does that mean he won't appear to you in robes? He will appear to you in the form you need to identify him. And if you can't deal with a light-haired, blue-eyed, jumpsuited Christ Isu, Sananda, you're going to miss a whole heck of a lot of fun.
Excuse me, Commander.
And we'll have whoever we want on that program, and Mr. Wright will not be on it. And Mr. Dixon said, well, you just jolly well are going to get sued. Oh, yes, we know. This is how concerned they are. You're not in a free nation. You're not going to have a free election. It's all arranged. It is pre-arranged. I hope that you take every opportunity to hear what they tell you. Doesn't matter whether they're lying or not. You need to hear it. You need to look at the numbers that Mr. Perot will be showing you. Because before you're done, there are going to be a lot of surprises. Now, if you didn't get the word yesterday, I think I'm going to repeat what the gentleman who worked in the Texaco refinery situation as a safety foreman said about that blast night before last. He said it was waiting to happen. He was so angry. And this was before they knew whether or not anyone had been killed in that blast. He said, I'm so upset. I'm shaking. I cannot even speak quietly about it. He was a safety engineer. And he had been trying for months to get them to do an upgrade and fix. He said this was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. They've already had some small explosions. And when we went and said you must do something, they said we won't do anything because it is not expected that this refinery will even be standing by the first of the year. It is fully anticipated that either the large earthquake will strike and or a major disaster equivalent. And we have been ordered not to spend the money on anything now. Put that together with Commander Greitz telling you right in this town that all indications are for some major disaster for California before the election. You're running out of time. You've got all sorts of predictions. The most recent came last evening. Now it is being told that between the 18th, I believe, wasn't it, Oberle?
Yes.
And the 23rd, there would be an 8-point minimum earthquake on the San Andreas. Well, somebody's getting information. We have everything running now, don't we, from the 12th to the 18th to the 20th. And then we're having all sorts of information about monetary collapse. And that was due for the 28th. Well, how interesting to note that major training maneuvers, moving troops into the cities, is scheduled for the 29th. I can't even talk to you without scattering dates around. Will it happen? My God in heaven, I hope not. But it's very likely, isn't it, that something has got to break. I don't care what you're seeing running around out there in the form of bush lips. Day before yesterday, Mr. Bush went to Edwards. And if anybody had been looking, you would have seen Air Force One go right over. Very low. Getting ready to land at Edwards. Is he your enemy? Not particularly. You're getting total full confirmation of the things that we've talked about as far as the facilities are concerned. Some of our own people have been approached by ones claiming to be with the FBI in a restaurant in LA. Wanting to know if they're part of that subversive group in Tehachapi. This was fraud, this was a farce. And whatever kind of games are being played, these are pretty much coming out of the CIA misinformation group that's hooked in some way to Don Eckert or Ecker at UFO magazine. There's another pretty good UFO journal that comes out of, I believe, Nevada. I don't know where it comes from. But it certainly has covered some pretty interesting things in Nevada. And some of it's right on. Now, I'm curious how it is that I never heard of meteor showers every 9th of October. But certainly ones on the East Coast witnessed some pretty interesting things. I have never heard of meteorites landing and being red, blue, and green. But you got a good demonstration on the East Coast yesterday evening. But not to be concerned, because if you watch tonight, you'll probably get to see some more. And they're there every October 9th. How many times have you seen them on October 9th? Red, blue, and green meteor showers. If you believe it all, and if you cannot believe that, then why in the world do you not question some of the stuff in your good book that puts you down lower than the beast? That treats you as if you had no intelligence, when the greatest gift God ever gave unto any creature, large or small, was the gift of thought and reason. and the ability to choose and discern. And I realize that you once vacillate. Do you vacillate because you run study both one against the other? Let us just take a little bit of the Pleiades connection and go balance it against the King James Version, whatever that means, other than King James would not allow the truth to be put in it. What about the Geneva Bible? That was Coleman's favorite. He certainly turned out to be a fine example of Christianity, didn't he?
You're fooling. Thief.
Well, you've got them all the way up through the White House.
That's right.
Praying to God. You better believe they do, too. You just don't recognize their God. And they don't. They don't. So it's all right if you don't. If you study. But if you just make up your mind with absolutely no input, I just don't like going to church on Sunday, I don't really believe that, and I'm not going to believe all of this. Nobody asked you to do that. But I don't know how to make you sit down and use reason. You vacillate with what you should do. Well, I wonder if I should start on a hole in the ground. I wonder if I should do this. Well, I don't think I want dried apples. We'll have too many dried apples now. Sheilas, I don't care what you eat. I don't even mean to be uncaring to you. I can only present it to you. That's all my people can do. You don't have to believe a word of it. But if you don't, why are you here? And if you don't want to take the time to study and come into reasoning conclusions, if you don't believe in corporations, how much do you know about them? What do you know about the market today? If you don't want to utilize what we give you, I don't care, but I am bound by my honor to give it to you. And if it goes sour, it could be you should have paid attention. If you follow the instructions, it will not go sour. If you do not follow the instructions, it will go sour.